Good morning, family, and welcome to 5 Minutes to Live By. Today, I want you to just do your part. Just stay in your lane and do your part. Don't worry about what they're doing there. Don't worry about if they all up in your lane, all up in your stuff. Just do your part. Come on in. God bless you. We praise God for you. Feel free to chat. Let us know how you're doing today. If you're with us live and those of you that are listening later on podcast, good morning and welcome. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When we talk about doing our part, we talk about the fact that we're part of a team. It could be a family team, a ministry team, a professional team, a business team, a corporate team. But whatever team you are, I've been a part of many teams, and all the teams I've been a part of have always been successful. We've always been able to accomplish the things that God has called us to do. Been a successful manager. I've been a successful employee. I've been a successful business owner. Hallelujah. I've raised 2 children and had a beautiful wife. Part of a successful family, and I've been successful in the things that God has put my hands to do, to launch a ministry and start a ministry. I've had levels of success in those, not because I was good, not because I was talented, not because I was lucky or fortunate or hit the lottery. You know why? I've been a part of successful teams because those members of that team did their part. Hallelujah. I focus on what I could do. I never worried about what other people. You know why? Because I can't do their part and I can't make them do their part. I can just do mine. And so this morning, all I want you to do is focus on doing your part. We're going to be talking about the family for the next several weeks. And especially this week, we're going to talk about doing your part in your family. Colossians 3:18 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. Verse 19 says, husbands, love your wives. Verse 21 verse 21 says, fathers, provoke not your children. Or I really want to go to verse 20. Children, obey your parents. Workers, be obedient to those that are your leaders. And here's the key verse, Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Isn't that a phenomenal thing here he says here? He says here, do it as if you're doing it to the Lord, because it is the Lord's that's going to give you the reward. You know why so many people are so frustrated and aggravated and why they stop doing their part? And we're going to really dig into that. I brought this out is because when we start experiencing losses and failures, we internalize those losses and we start blaming the others on our team. It's your fault, husband. It's your fault, wife. It's your fault, children. It's your fault, parents. It's your fault, coworkers. And we become internalized. It's the deacon's fault, the missionary's fault, this one and that one. It's your fault because you gave up and you quit and you left. It's your fault because you ain't acting right. And so, thank you, Holy Ghost. We begin to and we say, because you're not doing your part, I'm suffering, and you're not giving my reward, because even though I expect to be rewarded, a lot of times we're expecting the reward from the wrong person, and so we treat what we do for that person. And when they don't give us a reward, we stop doing. I'm going to break this down a little bit further throughout this week, but it is important. He says, you do it as unto the Lord. So if I'm a wife, I submit to my husband, but in my heart, I'm submitting to the Lord. If I'm a husband, I love my wife, but in my heart, I'm loving the Lord. If I'm a child, I obey my parents, but I obey them as if I'm obeying the Lord. Because if I do it as if I'm doing it for them, then I may get frustrated when they don't give me my reward. And let me be real clear. You go to work and don't get paid, you ain't gonna be too excited about that work. Am I preaching to anybody right now? If you go to a job and you work 2 weeks expecting to get a paycheck at the end of that 2 weeks, and when you get to that end of the 2 weeks and this payday, and they say what had happened was, oh no, you ain't gonna be on that job too much longer. Can I preach to somebody? Because see, you're working expecting them to pay you. But God says when it comes to this family, when it comes to our part, you don't look for them to pay you, because if you look for them to pay you, you're going to get frustrated when they don't pay you. And when they don't pay you, you're going to stop working. You're going to internalize that and say, you ain't paying me, therefore I'm not going to do the work. You ain't paying me, therefore I'm not going to do the submitting. You ain't paying me, therefore I'm not going to do the loving. You ain't paying me, therefore I'm not going to do the obedience. But God says, no. When we do our part, we do it as unto the Lord. I want you to command your day this morning by commanding, saying, just do my part. That's your morning command. Command your morning by saying, no matter what they do, no matter what happens today, no matter, hallelujah, whether I get a promotion or a demotion, whether or not somebody love me or curse me out, today I will do my part. I will do my part. I'm going to stay in my lane and do my part. One man planteth, another watereth, but it is God that brings the increase. That part. Just do it, knowing that my reward ain't coming from them. When I put the seed in the ground, hallelujah, hallelujah, when I put the water on the ground, listen to me, listen, I'm not getting my reward from the seed I just planted. I'm not getting my reward from the water I just poured in the ground. I'm getting my reward from the Lord who brings the increase. God says he's the one that's going to bring me my reward. And so if I'm confident that God is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him, then I'm going to keep doing what I'm supposed to do as unto the Lord. My time is up. But remember this, don't just live life, live a victorious life, and have an amazing day. Be blessed.